Half of the people who contract HIV/AIDS in the United States are African American, according to statistics released last year. Advocates hope today, which is called National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, leads to more education about the disease in the black community. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there will be a push to do that in Syracuse this weekend.
When she's out and about, sometimes Sean Mann gets called one of the condom people. She's a peer educator out of the AIDS Community Resource Center in Syracuse, and one of her jobs is AIDS education in the black community. That means she talks up prevention and hands out condoms.
I've had people stop me, like, when even I'm not being a peer educator, Sean, you got any condoms? You know, so I see what I can do to get them some.
She says many teens and young people are listening to the message, but there's still a disconnect for some, and she blames that on a lack of education.
Because I talked to a very young child, a friend of mine's son, and he actually still thought he could get AIDS from using the bathroom behind someone that had AIDS.
Man would like to see more HIV/AIDS education in the schools. She also believes women have to draw a line when men don't want to use condoms.
We tend to, as women, you know, because we like them or whatever reason, you know, we'll go along with the program, but I think we need to take a stand. And also men, too, but we need to take a stand. No condom, no sex, you know.
This weekend, as part of the Black HIV/AIDS awareness push, community organizations and churches in Syracuse will be spreading the message of prevention and treatment of HIV/AIDS. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.